What about the priest who had come over here?
Oh, Jerry Conroy.
Jerry Conroy. Conroy. What happened to him?
Yeah. Do you see him? Do you see him in Myrtle Beach?
No, I was here when he was here. 2 years ago?
Have you heard of Jerry Conroy?
I have not.
You have not heard of him? He's a priest.
A saint. I heard he became a saint. No, I'm just kidding.
What did you say?
No, I said he became a saint.
No.
Yeah, but what happened really, the thing was that he had come over here and we asked him what has happened and all this.
The Catholic priest?
Roman Catholic priest. He would ordain others and all that sort of, yeah, he was. But he came.
He had been a priest.
So that's how it was. Tell them the story now. Give me a little piece of
A little peace of mind. No, I don't know if I can give that. So actually, before Jerry came here, he wrote to the office and first said he was a priest with the Glen Mary Order, and had found out about Meher Baba and wanted to come here on pilgrimage. And when he came, at first you didn't even know he was a priest. Very jovial person. He wasn't dressed in, you know, a collar or anything. And then he told us that he was friends. He had met through doing outreach work with the poor, I believe in Atlanta, Georgia. He was friends with Rick Berman. He met John Mijak. And through his connections in that regard, he would hear about Meher Baba. Rick would tell him this, then he would find out something else. So then he started reading about Meher Baba. And the more he read, the more he felt that who Jesus was and is to him, it parallels the life of Meher Baba. So finally he's getting more and more involved, and he's given the book Tales of the New Life to read. And when he starts reading this book, he says to himself, my God, is this the same one? Is this the same as Jesus? Because nobody could live this life but Jesus. So he's more and more and more involved. But as he gets to the end of the book, when Baba comes back from the new life and it becomes the Monash time, Baba performs the ceremony behind Erich's cabin where all rites, rituals, and ceremonies are consumed. And he reads this in the book. And when he reads that, he puts the book down and he says, hey, wait a second. This cannot be God. God wouldn't do this to me. This is how I get my livelihood as a priest, to do rites, rituals, and ceremonies. Hey, you can't do this. It can't be. So this puts up a blockade in his mind. So he's talking to...
But he also said, so often when I've given the sacraments to people, I've felt God's presence in these rituals.
So
it isn't just my livelihood. He said, I felt God so strongly, so often. How can you say he's having
that, that it's a ritual. So he has this play of the mind and heart.
Again, the
John
same mind and the heart.
Mind and heart.
Yeah.
Heart feels the presence of Jesus. Mind says, wait a second, he's saying he's the same one and there's no rites and rituals. So it's going back and forth, and finally John says, look, why don't you come to the center with me and meet Kitty Davy? And he says, you know, at that point I think Kitty was 99 years old, 98, 99. So he says, all right, I'll come. So they set up an appointment with Kitty Davy. And he goes in, he meets Kitty.
Introduces himself,
says he's
tells the whole
priest,
tale about this.
Tells the whole story and everything else. And then Kitty says, oh, there's nothing to it. Nothing to it. You have no problem, my dear. I was there at the time. I know all about what it meant. When something is done, rites, rituals, and ceremonies, when they are done through the heart and by the heart, then they're not rites, rituals, and ceremonies. That's what Baba meant. If it's done through the heart, then it no longer is a rite. And that just totally calmed him and reconciled these two issues. And then one night, Jerry went to sleep, and he had a dream. And in the dream, he sees himself going up a hill. And he didn't know what it was. He woke up. But the impression was so strong that I must go. This is my pilgrimage. And when he came, he he went up the hill and realized it was up to the samadhi.
Is he still in the priesthood?
No, actually. He's not in the priesthood.
He's the Baba lover now.
He's not. He left it. He said it was just too difficult to have to hide that aspect of his belief.
What is he?
I think he still works in outreach with the poor, but he is no longer with the Catholic Church.
How old person?
Must have been in his 40s.
40.
In his 40s, a young person.
Yeah. Nice, very jovial and
very
happy
nice.
Person he was.
Yeah.
We had good time with him.
Actually, I should add this. It's coming a little backwards, but when he writes to the pilgrim registration office, he says that his pilgrimage here is being paid for as a spiritual retreat. So the Catholic Church paid for him to make the pilgrimage to Mehrabala, and then of course he makes the priesthood.